We're going to continue. We are on page 8A, Daf Chet Amud Aleph. We're changing a little bit the topic from what we learned yesterday, just because we only have a few more days before Shabbat to learn a little bit of Zohar, and we're not going to be able to really cover everything, so I want to cover at least a few important things that not only will be interesting, but also a benefit for future classes for us to understand. So we're going to go into a completely different topic, and it says as follows. Vayechi Adam shloshim u'me'at shana. Adam lived 130 years. Vayoled bidmuto ketzalemo, and he gave birth in his likeness after his image. Vayikra et shmo Shet, and he had a boy after 130 years who was in his image and his likeness, and he called him Shet. Okay. Looks pretty simple as a history information that Adam HaRishon had a kid when he was 130. Olifna, what do we learn from this? Mihacha da'acharinan la havo bidyokna dile. What can we learn from this? That the other ones that were born, Cain and Hevel, they weren't in the image of Adam HaRishon, not in his likeness, not in his image. Why? How do you learn that? Because it didn't say that on Cain and Hevel. Why is it saying it on Shet? If Cain and Hevel were born in the same image of Adam, then it would say also he had kids in his image. But it didn't say that, so it said it on Shet. So we learn from that that Cain and Hevel didn't have the image of Adam HaRishon. Now he goes and he explains as follows. HaTorah Kedoshah, the Holy Torah, katva rak b'Shet b'dmuto u'b'tzalmo. Only in Shet it wrote in his likeness and his image. Kmo she'ne'emar b'yitzirat Adam HaRishon. On who else was it said? On Adam HaRishon himself. Na'aseh Adam b'tzalmenu k'dmutenu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, he says, I'm going to make a man in my image, in my likeness. So it was said on Adam HaRishon and also said on Shet. לפי שבקין והבל נתערבה בהווייתם זוהמת הנחש. How come he didn't say that on Cain and on Hevel? Because when Cain and Hevel were born, was mixed in it the impurity of the snake. אשר משחט מאיש מראהו ותוארו מאדם. That the impurity of the snake destroys the beauty and the look of the human. לכן היו צורות שניהם משונות כפי חומר זוהמת שלקח כל אחד. Therefore, Cain and Hevel were deformed or distorted, or they just looked weird. It says צורות משונות. They looked weird. They didn't look like Adam HaRishon. And I'll repeat. היו צורות שניהם משונות. משונה means weird or different. We do know that Cain, later on, we're going to learn that in other classes, that the offsprings of Cain had two heads. There's a story in the Talmud that Shlomo Melech, we're going to learn that more in depth when we learn about the seven levels in the earth, but the offsprings, the lineage of Cain, there are creatures with two heads. But anyways, why were they deformed and looked different? Because they took from the impurity of the snake. Al ken tzurato shel Cain shenatal zuama yetera, since Cain was the first one, he took the bigger dose of the impurity. Hayta tzurato meshuna yoter mitzura shel Hevel. Cain was completely deformed. He looked probably like a monster, but much worse than Hevel. Why? Because he was first and he took the majority of the impurity of the snake. Now here he's using, by the word, they use zohama. Zohama is not accurate to say impurity. Zohama is filth. But I'm going to say impurity because filth, okay, so somebody's dirty. But it's different types of filth. This is it's a type of impurity. And of course, when it's talking about the snake, it's talking about the serpent that went into Gan Eden. And I'm just going to put some information to be clear. The Nachash in Gan Eden, it's not some little cobra or some spaghetti that went into Gan Eden. It's called Nachash. We're going to explain soon why Nachash, But the translation to the word nachash is a snake or a serpent. But really, he didn't have an image of a snake. He had an image of a human. Just to make sure you don't have an image that has a little snake there and went with the tongue like this, and it wasn't like that. Next. V'hai b'dmuto ketzalmod it'avid, but when Shet was born, he was already in the likeness and the image of Adam HaRishon. Why? Lefi shekvar nifseka kimat zuhamat hanachash me'Adam HaRishon. Because after 130 years, this impurity, this filth from the snake already was not involved in the making of Shet. It was already removed from Adam HaRishon. So Shet already came in the image of Adam HaRishon. Lachen sa Shet, when Shet was created, betikuna de nafsha bitukuna de gufa, he reached to a rectification that is applicable to the soul and to the body. So Cain was completely deformed, like a monster. Didn't look like Adam, and heaven less. But Shet already looked like Adam HaRishon. Beorach meshar kidkayot, in the form that it's supposed to be, like Adam HaRishon, without falling into off the path of the look. Now, let's explain a little bit. What does it mean? This filth, this impurity, which it's also called Ro'a. Ro'a means evil, that was placed in Adam and Chava. So he says as follows. Ta'chazi, come and see. Nachash atel zuhama bechava. This nachash, this serpent, the word that he uses is atel. In Hebrew is lehatil. In English it would be to place or to put in. But to make it a little bit more clear, when a snake bites, I don't know if you ever saw how a snake bites, he opens his mouth like that, and the fangs go out. And then he pokes the fangs in whatever he bites, right? And he puts injects the venom. There's a certain muscle, the venomous snakes, they have here pockets where the venom is. That's why usually venomous snakes, they have triangle heads. Usually, there are many venomous snakes that don't. And they have a little muscle here, and they squeeze it, and they inject the venom out. And then they pull out, okay? When it comes to snakes, I know my info. I used to raise snakes as pets when I was a little kid. My poor mother. But I used to have a lot of snakes in my house. And the worst part of it is that I had to breed rats and mice to feed the snakes. But my room looked like a zoo. I had all these weird animals when I grew up. I had a mongoose like a pet. So anyways, Baruch Hashem was very interesting. All everybody wanted to come to see how I feed the animals. And it was pretty interesting. So I know a little bit about snakes. But anyways, actually when I became observant, I think snakes are fascinating. I wanted to have a snake at home. You know, you have fish in an aquarium. I had the snakes in a terrarium. But anyway, at the time, my rabbi told me, don't bring a snake into your house. And he gave me some explanations why. But nevertheless, let's go back to our topic. The nachash hetil zuhama in Chava. He injected. I will use the word now, injected, but it's not the word hetil. Lehatil is, you know what's lehatil? Some animals, they lay eggs. And this is the word lehatil, is when you place something in, it incubates, and then it comes out. That's really the idea, that Adam, the snake, he injected this venom, this filth in Chava, it incubated in her, and then it kind of came out. Something like that, exactly. Yeah, kind of like got a pregnant in one way or another, which is going to explain here very soon that it got mixed, really. So Cain was a mixture of half human, half snake. Yeah. Now, Hanachash etil zoha bechava, the snake, he placed this impurity in Chava, ki haya min hanimna lefatot Adam. He thought already two steps forward. He says, I'm not going to be able to do it with Adam. He didn't have any problem to bite Adam. But he says, Adam HaRishon, it would be hard to trick him. Chava, I'll right away wrap around my finger. I'll trick her in a second. You know, like many men who go out to pick up a woman, I can chick-chack, give her a few nice words, tell her she's beautiful, wrap around my finger, and right away. Anyways, Noach haya lo lefatot et ha'isha. It was much easier for the snake to tempt the woman. Why? Ki hi krova yoter el hanachash. The woman, by default, is closer to the snake. And again, don't have the image in your mind of a snake, okay? I'm not stum saying it. You have to have the image that he kind of looked like Adam, like a man. Right? So Chava, by default, was closer to the snake. Why? Mitzad heyotam mushreshet b'malchut. Women are rooted in the sphere of malchut. Asher ragleha yordot mavet. The legs of the malchut, they fall down into the world. And that's exactly resembling the Nachash. So by default, she's closer to the Nachash, but there's some type of a common denominator. This impurity, the venom that he put in her, it was in her womb. He's using the word bemaha, which means in her intestines, but it's referring to the womb. So the venom that he basically got Chava pregnant, but the pregnancy got mixed with Adam. So it was half from sperm from Adam, half from the Nachash. And again, don't imagine the snake. Imagine the idea, the Zohama, the impurity. Now what happens? After this venom, I'm calling it venom, he's calling it Zohama. Zohama is this filth. But I'm just using words that it would be easy for us to relate with. I'm not saying sperm, rather a venom. But nevertheless, we can call it either way. But he kind of got a pregnant. And it would started mitorer bemeeha. It started developing in her womb. Ve'lo hava yachel itztaira. But because it was not the same species, it could not form an embryo. Okay? Because she wasn't from the same species with him. The same species, of course, was Adam HaRishon. So there was the sperm or this impurity in, but since they didn't share same species, it couldn't form a valad, an embryo. Ad shezara sham Adam et zaro, till Adam HaRishon came, got her pregnant, and he put his sperm in her. Now what happened is the sperm of Adam HaRishon got mixed with the sperm of Chava. Ve'nit'arva zohamat ha'nachash bezera Adam. So the sperm of Adam HaRishon that was placed in Chava got mixed with the sperm of the Nachash, with the Zohama, with this impurity. Ve'az yatzah ha'rayon lapo'al. And then she got the pregnancy, so to say, kicked in. Ve'nolad Kain ve'Hevel. And Kain and Hevel were born. But moravim mikoach adam mikoach nachash. They were half human, half serpents. That already gives us a lot of answers. Next, atam evayer et sod shebavgamze. Now let's explain the damage in all this situation. Ki beiruv hakochot shenitarvu haotiyot veshimshu kelos kesidran. Now I want you to step out of the physical explanation of Chava being pregnant, half from Adam, half from and the Nachash. Now elevate yourself to a higher spiritual level and ignore now the physical bodies. Focus now on the spiritual entities. When two forces got mixed, the force of Adam and the force of the serpent, if you remember yesterday I told you that what created the worlds? That's your part to answer. No, the letters. Right? What creates the worlds? Otiot, letters, the code. Now we're going above the physical world. Now, what happened when the letters got mixed from two separate entities, powers? They lost their chain, their natural course. Because the letters go Aleph, then Bet, then Gimel, then Dalet. Because they got mixed from two different species or two different entities, the course of the letters started going backwards instead of going the right way. Okay? Haotiyot shelo kesidram. They didn't go in their order. Now I know it's a little bit hard to picture in your mind because you're saying, what's the big deal? You know, when you sing a little song to a kid, Aleph, Bet, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, you know that song where current little girls, they sing it. So you're imagining the letters going in order. And if it's a cartoon, you see the Aleph and then the Bet. But you have to jump a little bit out of our physical limitation and to understand that the letters are a little bit more sophisticated than just some shapes. So the code of the world, so to say, of creation, something got damaged. Or in our terminology, there was a bug in the system. This is a more technical term. I mean, when there's a bug in the system, it's not just a little bug there. A bug means that something got wrong in the code, and it's causing some type of glitch in the system. And it says in the text, Begin the ad la chata Adam, till Adam Arishon did the sin with the tree of knowledge, havo atvan de alpha beta mittakanan be, all the letters, till he sinned, all the letters of the alphabet, aleph, bet, gimel, dalet, hey, vav, and so forth, there were 22 letters, and they went in order of aleph, bet, and so forth. But this was spiritual letters, otiyot ruchaniyot, שבנשמתו, in the soul of Adam HaRishon, מתוקנות ומסודרות בו ביושר. The order of the letters were organized in a certain order. Where do you can somehow relate with that? If you take now the chromosomes in the DNA, if one of the chromosomes changes the order, messes everything up. Now, not that I'm some big biology or physics or doctor, I know basics, but when you have the chain of the DNA, if you will switch the order of the chromosomes, you mess everything up. You mess the DNA, right? And in the chromosomes, there's always going to be a female and a male. And sometimes what happens is that in the chromosomes will be two males or two females, then it would affect the person to be deaf, to be blind, to be mentally disabled, whatever it is. So in the beginning, the spiritual DNA, the letters were all aligned the right way. But after the sin, it got messed up. Now, where did it get messed up? When it reached to the letter Kaf. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yud, Kaf. Then it got messed up, the chain. Now, another time we'll have to learn about why is it so important that the letters are in order. We're really going to have to do some in-depth classes about the letters, because I think it will broaden our knowledge when it comes to the spiritual DNA of the world, or the code of the world. But nevertheless, the letters till the sin went in order till they reached to the letter Kaf. Ki al ze haseder nivra olam, because the world was created on a certain order. Started with one letter, then another letter, then another letter, then another letter, and like a matrix, they started multiplying. Umitztayrin be behai alma. Now, once the letters were created, there was a process, because if you remember last year I already taught you that the letters have three qualities: the shape of the letter, the sound of the letter, and the numerical value of the letter. And a lot of you weren't here last year when we were learning that, but I was explaining that the letters have three types of quality. So the shape of the letter, that's one thing. The sound of the letter, A, for Aleph, Ba, for bet, ga, right? It's different sounds. And then the numerical value, because every letter has a numerical value to it. So nevertheless, umitztayrin be, and the letters got their form and shape, behai alma, and with the combinations of letters, they started shining in this world. How did Hashem create the world? First, what he says, vayehi rakia, because there was nothing. Va'aretz hayta tohu vavohu, right? There was nothing. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, vayehi rakia, so he took the letters, Vav, Yud, Hey, Yud, he made Vayehi, Rakia, Reish, Kuf, Yud, Ein, and he formed the firmament with the letters. We just don't see it. Nevertheless, to keep things simple, Kevan de Mata Lechaf, now when the order came into the letter Chaf, Shi Chatzi Rishona Vayemanit Shel Aleph Bet. It's the right side of the letter Aleph and Bet. Shehem Bivchinat Zcharim. The letters are broken into two groups, female letters and male letters. If you remember last year, we also learned about that, because I was talking about the difference between female letters and male letters. If you remember, just to give a quick example what I mean, we're going to learn in a few weeks about two great heroes of our nation, Abraham and Sarah. They couldn't have kids till she was 90 and he was 100, right? Why couldn't they have kids? Because they didn't have female letters in their name. Their names were Avram and Sarai. And they needed a female letter. So what did Hashem do? He gave both of them a hey, Sarah and Avraham. So he got a female letter, she got a female letter. Boom, they right away were able to have a child. Ki me'ot lamed ataf, from the letter lamed till the letter taf, hem chetzi ha-sheni ha-smalit shel ha-alef bet. It's the left side of the letters aleph bet, meaning the letters aleph and bet. When I said before, it's the left side because the alphabet is divided in half, the right side and the right and the left side. This is called sod hanukbin. They are rooted in the female side of the sefirot. Now what happened? As v'ittakanu dechar v'nukba bechavivu beginta. Now what happened is, in the beginning, the female and the male, they got corrected together in Gan Eden. Saying in other words, she'adam haya meshamesh bechava mibli shinui machshava nochrit. Adam and Chava, they used to mate, but in a kosher way. Umalachei ilai kamayu, and all the angels in the world above, they would mimic Adam and Chava, and also would mate. Of course, this is all spiritual, and they would also would birth entities. Miyad av esh lesamech mem alef lamed birkiah. Because right away when Adam and Chava were created, and by the way, all that we're talking here, it's all in matters of minutes, by the way. Because Adam and Chava were created in the seventh hour of the sixth day, right? It's around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, if you're going from Netz, from Alot HaShachar. They were created on the seventh hour. Tomorrow we're going to learn about it more in depth. And in the ninth hour, Adam HaRishon was warned, and in the tenth hour they sinned, right before Shabbat. The whole thing was 3 hours. But anyways, Adam and Chava were commanded Purun Vu, and by default, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created them in a way that they were mating, in a holy way, of course. So the angels were mimicking it. Now, a certain individual, Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, Sami, the Samech Mem, in the heavens, right away, he saw it, and he didn't like it. How come a flesh and blood is becoming greater than us angels? Saying in other words, nitkana ba'adam. He started becoming jealous of Adam HaRishon. Why? Ki ra'a yetzir afar. He sees earth, sand. And what was Adam HaRishon? It was sand. He sees a creature that was made from sand, beshefel ha-mekomot, in the most disgusting place in the universe, shalem betzurato. He was done perfectly. Yoter mimeno. Adam HaRishon was done more perfect than the Samech Mem. Right away, he got very jealous. And not only that he looked better than him, I mean in his perfection, he, Adam HaRishon, is in the lowest of all places, and the Samech Mem is in the firmament, in the Rakia. I mean, there's seven firmaments that we're going to have to learn about, but there's the firmament above them, by the way. Ki Adam haya dami levar elahin. You know why he got jealous? Because Adam HaRishon looked like the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, not that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has a shape or an image, but what did Hashem says? Let me create a man in my image. In the spiritual DNA. Right away, the Samech Mem Alef Lamed is the name of the Satan, the devil. He got jealous of Adam HaRishon. Unachet rachev al nachash takif. Right away, what did he do? He went like that, and the Samech Mem came down to this world riding on the snake. The Samech Mem is not the snake. He was riding on a very strong, powerful snake. Nachash takif. Nachash, but it's very, very strong. Shehu hanukba shelo, hanikret nachash. So who is the nachash? The female of the Samech Mem. I'll say it again. וירד הסמך מהם רכוב על נחש חזק. The סמך מהם, סמך מהם is the devil. Yeah, I'm not going to say it again. He was riding on the snake, who was more powerful than him. Who is the נחש? Who הנוקבה שלו, הנקראת נחש. The female of the סמך מהם, that she is called the נחש. למד יוד למד יוד תף. והיא מרכבתו למטה בארץ. She's the chariot, and she's much stronger than him. She's the problem maker, and he was riding on her. ואינו יכול לפעול אלא על ידה. The סמך מהם cannot do anything in this world, but if he's riding on her. והתחזה יקמה, and he appeared in front of Adam הראשון. To see if Adam הראשון will do anything, how he's going to react. He appeared in front of Adam הראשון. Kind of like when Superman, those guys in the black capes, appeared in front of Superman, and he was like looking at them, and they're looking at him, and there were three and he was one. Remember that scene? They're going around him, and he's like looking at them like, what are you looking at? So the Nachash appeared in front of Adam הראשון, probably, you know, pushing shoulders or something. Of course, that's my addition. And he was like, what are you looking at? Oh, yeah, what are you looking at? Of course, this is all my additions, of course. But the what's not my addition, he appeared in front of Adam הראשון, and he showed himself to see what Adam הראשון will do. Is Adam הראשון going to try to eat him alive? Is he going to be afraid? What is he going to do? אבל היה נמנע ממנו. Adam הראשון was like, loser. These are all my additions. We just have to make it a little bit more funny. But the Zohar says, נמנע ממנו. He turned around, like, you lech mipo. You know, you Ephes. You know, I don't see you as a threat. לכן הלך לחווה. So he says, אתה לא סופר אותי? You don't think that I'm worth anything? He went to his wife, right? והיא הסכימה לשמוע בדבריו. She was like, let me hear what you have to say. Okay. ומכוח שיחתה עם הנחש, and because that the Chava damaged with the snake, מיד התערבו עטוון, right away when Chava and the Nachash, they sinned together, which I'm not saying, or the Zohar is not saying it, at least not here, but it kind of seems that Adam and that the Nachash and Chava mated. Doesn't matter, but the Samech Mem is riding on her. Right? Now listen, it doesn't say that, but that's how. Why? Miyad itarvu atvan. Because right away the letters got itarvu, they got mixed together. The letters of Chava and the letters of the snake. Why? So, the letters got mixed. Leshamesh min sheno bemino. Now, leshamesh, that means marital relations. Leshamesh min shebeno mino. To have a species having relations with a different species. Right? I don't know if we should continue. We got it going too late. What? It's long but important to know. Especially when we want to learn about the civilization under the ground. We need to understand something went wrong here. But nevertheless, let me just say it again. The Zohar says, Miyad itarvu atvan. Right away, the letters got mixed together, explaining the letters, I mean the entity, the spiritual power of both entities, leshamesh min she'eno bemino. Now, leshamesh, you know, the nice word of marital relations in Hebrew, it's called tashmish. So here it says leshamesh, a species that is not the same kind, min she'eno bemino. Next. Now he explains what he's saying. וכדן התחבר סמך ממלף למד, בהו נחש, והתעבוד, והתעבידו חד. Now what happened is, the סמך מם and the נחש became one. So the סמך מם and his נוקבה, his female, became one. כי מכוח שיחת האישה, because he was able to make the woman impure, talking about חווה, with the נחש, with the snake, ניתן בהם כוח להיאחז באדם וחווה. Because Adam and the Nachash was able to put, excuse me, this impurity in the woman, then the power of the snake and the Samech Mem got mixed together and was able to affect the woman in a way. It's kind of like, I don't know if you remember, sorry that I'm taking you to Hollywood, but in The Matrix, if you remember when Smith touches something, what happens? They turn into him, right? Remember that part? That he touches them and you see like this liquid, and then the other one becomes like Smith, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Program is created to replace. It happens all the time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And when it does, a program can either choose to hide here or return to the source.
This is the idea that the Samech Mem touched Chava, so he had achiza on her. He had a hold on her to make her impure. Now, it doesn't mean she started looking like him, but he was able to, so to say, grab her. If you remember, and again, going to The Matrix, Smith went like this to Neo, and it started going in him, remember? And he was trying to, so the other side should not have achiza in him. Achiza means a grasp, like a claw.
We're here to take from you what you tried to take from us. Purpose.
What's happening to him?
He'll know.
Yes, that's it. It'll be over soon.
So, because of the power, just see. That the Samech Mem had to become, to unite with the snake, which the snake is the wife. They became one. They made Chava impure. Now, because Chava is part of Adam HaRishon, that they had a grasp on Adam HaRishon too. Ubehem koach leachez be'adam v'chava. V'ze she'amar v'natlu atvan. What did they do? They took the letters from Adam HaRishon. They took the spiritual power of Adam HaRishon. Ve'avdu mitamanu lehala umanuta bisha be'atvan. And from that point on, they were able to tap into the system of Adam HaRishon and to misuse the system with the letters of Adam HaRishon. They cracked into the system. They hacked into Adam HaRishon, so to say. That's why I told you, jump out of the physical part of what we're talking about. This, now we're in the spiritual realm. They literally hacked into the system, because Adam HaRishon is a creation of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what is Adam HaRishon really? He's a software. He's a code. I'm just using my terminology so we can kind of relate with what's going on. Adam HaRishon is a creation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm calling the Kadosh Baruch Hu, just for this case, a programmer, because the whole world was created with letters and code, so Adam HaRishon is a secured code that the Samech Mem was able to hack into it. Very simple. And from this point on, to manipulate the letters in an evil way. Umefaresh, and he explains, Keitzad pa'alu ha-Samech Mem ve'anachash. This is an unbelievable chidush. The Samech Mem and the Nachash are two separate entities, which means the Samech Mem is the Samech Mem, and the Nachash is his wife, and they merge together. Shem Yerachem Aleinu. But what did they do? How did the Samech Mem and the Nachash were able to work with the letters? V'tzadu tzayid. Saying in other words, tzadu tzayid, by the way, these are the words that Yitzchak told Esav when he told him to go get me food. It says, v'tzadu tzayid. But anyways, this is not going to be time now to explain it. We're going to go a little bit to explain it, and but not the tzadu tzayid. Tzadu tzayid is go hunt like a prey.
Game.
Game? דהיינו, what does it mean? שהוציאו פה לאותיות מטובה לרעה. Saying in other words, that the Nachash, the Samech Mem and his wife, were able to hack into the system, take the letters, manipulate the code, and use it in an evil way. You're starting to understand what was going on here? Dahaino, explaining, ki ot tzadik, the letter tzadik, that was it is hinting on the Adam HaRishon who was a tzadik, right? Shehaita tluya ba'adam. The Ari HaKadosh explains that whatever you do, any action you'll do, there'll appear a letter on your forehead. So if you do a charity, then the letter tzaddik will show on your forehead. Whatever it is, the Ari HaKadosh explains it, that the only letter that will remain for more than a few hours is if you do charity and remains for a whole week on your head, the letter tzaddik on your head. And the Ari HaKadosh was able to look at your head and see exactly what you did that day, because everything that you do is written on your forehead. So the letter tzaddik was hanging on Adam HaRishon. Okay, now don't imagine now Adam HaRishon, what they show in Hallmark, a muscular guy with a six-pack and long blonde hair, like in all these those novels. Now we're jumped out for a second of the physical Adam HaRishon. So the letter tzaddik was hanging on Adam HaRishon. Now what did they do? They took the letter tzaddik, they hacked into the system, and in front of a tzaddik, because tzaddik is written like tzaddik, which is righteous, what did they do? The word that he's using is hafruha. They turned it up, not upside down, but they reversed it. Sorry, thank you. Letzoded nefashot. Letzoded, the word letzoded in Hebrew, it means to attract. Tzayid. But how do you really hunt? You put a trap. You know what? So they took the tzaddik, they turned it inside out, so to say, and now they used it, letzoded. Letzoded means to attract. And what did they do with that? Kepitutam lechava. So they're able to entice Chava. She was like hypnotized. וזה שאמרו, וצעדו לון בפיתוי הבישה. They were able to hunt Chava with the enticing her, with pituim, with the seductions. Where are you the whole class? כי בכוח שלקחו את האות צדיק, פיתו את חווה. The Samech Mem, they technically or practically, they hacked into the system. I'm not talking in the level of the bodies, in the level of the code, they took the tzaddik and they manipulated it. They were able to hunt, to seduce Chava. Okay? Excuse me? Because the same thing as Morpheus, Smith, putting the hand like this, that's it. They all they need is to touch her. Before? Of course. Now, what practically what happened? The Nachash appeared in front of Chava. I'm talking now the pshat, and started a conversation. I'm not here to do anything. I'm just here to have a little chit chat, like friends. No, don't have any intention here. But nevertheless, Chava tried to pretend to be extra frum, extra religious. So Nachash told Chava, well, what did the master of the universe told you here? Did he tell you not to eat from anything? Because that's how he basically told her. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, you can eat from everything but this tree. Then Nachash reversed it and told Chava, oh, Hashem told you not to eat from anything, right? She says, no. He told us just not to eat from that tree, but Chava wanted to become extra cautious, and she said, and not to touch it. And she added, and that's... No, I'm talking about the Chava right now. And that's what the Nachash was waiting. He was waiting for her to fail in her words. Because he says, oh, he told you not to touch it. And he pushed her on the tree, And he says, you see, there's no enzerem. Nothing happened. No electricity. See, nothing happened. So if you see, he used her own mistake by saying, see, nothing happened if you touched it. So much more so, nothing will happen if you eat it.
That's the secret side of the
food. Yeah. Oh, wow. Now, going back to our imaginary world, to our smith, all he did is touch her. Once he touched her, that's it. There was already impurity. He was able to have a chizah. Yeah. No. First he touched her just to have a chizah, just to have some type of a connection. Then he was able to hack into the system. Once he hacked into the system and took the tzaddik, he already manipulated it and he was able to seduce her and to get take over. Now the next part is not so short.
We got time.
Okay, let's just continue to see how it goes. Vehosif ve'amar. Now he continues and says, Milvad koach ha'pitui shelakhu me'od tzadik. Not only that they manipulated the tzadik and they used it to seduce her, od osifu la'asot ra'a, they continued to damage the code, shelakhu gam et otiyot kuf reish. Now how does a code, what is a code built from? From letters. So first they were able to go through the first firewall and to hijack, so to say, the letter tzaddik, and to manipulate it. But then they got a little bit, with the, what? No, I was about to say, with the food comes the appetite. So they took the next two letters right after. After tzaddik comes kuf and reish, right? So they took the kuf and the reish. Why? La'asot ha'pitui b'sheker. To make the seduction, but with sheker, with a deception, with a lie. That's why it says, Ve'avadu umanuta yatir be'atvan kufreish. They did their evil deceiving more when they had control over the letters kuf and reish. Why? Saying in other words, umunata de shikra, the art of lying. Okay? Why? B'meh she'amar ha'nachash le'chava. What is the nachash told Chava? Which, you know, now it's opening a whole new horizon to us, that the whole conversation with the nachash was with his wife, not with the samech mem. Nevertheless, what did the nachash told Chava? Af ki amar elokim lo tochlu mikol etz hagan. Oh, he told you not to eat from anything in the garden. Ubezeh diber sheker. She didn't know what Hashem said. He said it to Adam, not to her. But the Nachash came and used deception and a lie. And he says, oh, Hashem told you not to eat from anything from the garden, right? It said that what's called the dvar sheker. Ubezeh diber sheker. He said a lie. Kedei le'alil aleha. In order to flip it on her and says, you are the liar. You just told me, he told you not to touch it. He just told you not to eat from anything. Begin the hadaru leitapcha atvan beumano tabisha. Why? Because when they turned to the woman, they went and switched the order of the letters. Ve'agav, orcheha meva'er sheyesh bot kuf shnei remazim. Why did they use the letter kuf? Because the kuf hints on two things that has to do with the lying. The first one, how you write the letter kuf, it has like, just imagine it, but then it has the long leg. Kuf de la yachi lekaima. The shape of the letter kuf is hinting that the kuf cannot sustain. In Hebrew, it's la'amod, because it has one leg. It's not going to be able to stand. It's always going to fall. You put something on one leg, it will fall. The let le raglin, because it doesn't have two legs, the kuf. It only has one leg. Val regel achat eifshar la'amod zman rav. And on one leg, you can't stand too long. What's going to happen? You're going to fall. Ki ha-sheker lo ya'amod zman rav. A lie will not sustain for long. You can lie, the lie will go for a year, 2 years, 10 years, 1,000 years, 2 minutes. Look at the lie. Of the entire world is a lie. How long can it sustain? At some point, somebody will reveal it. What is the next hint? Ki kuf romezet ke kofa kamei bnei nasha. Kuf, the letter kuf, is written Kuf Vav Pei. What other word is written the exact same thing? Monkey, Kof, right? Same letters. Now, what do we say about a monkey? That it imitates a human. Kekofa Kame Bninasha, the same way that the face of a monkey resembles a little bit humans, by the way. Right? You know why the monkeys look like human? You know who are the monkeys? The people from the generation of Nimrod. That was their punishment. The Kadosh Baruch Hu turned them into monkeys. That's why when the ones who are fighting the Kadosh Baruch Hu in our generations, who are the ones who are fighting the Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying there's no God? The ones who believe they come from a monkey. So they're right. It's an incarnation of all these people from Dora Palaga that went to fight the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's build a tower. Let's fight the Kadosh Baruch Hu. These are the original Freemasons, by the way. Let's fight the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no master of the universe. The punishment then, the Kadosh Baruch Hu turned them into monkeys. So now they came into our generations and they're saying, yeah, we came from monkeys. You're right, you came from monkeys. And you're fighting the Kadosh Baruch Hu like as if there's no Kadosh Baruch Hu. But nevertheless, here he says the Kuf, which is written the same way as a Kof, as a monkey, Shehu kekof shedome paneh lebne adam. The Kof, the monkey, looks a little bit like a human. אבל היא צורה מכוערת ושקרנית. But a monkey is as ugly, and it's a deception. It kind of, it's the only animal that looks a little bit like a human. So two hints with the letter Kuf. דהיינו שעשו אותה שתהיה נהפכת לצירוף רע. So they took Chava's spiritual DNA, the letters, and they mixed the order, so they completely reversed her essence. אילן התהפכו באומנות הבישה. They took the letters of Kuf and Reish, they turned them, so to say, inside out, so they will become bad, evil, and wrong. And by that, Heshlimu lifol ha-ra'a gdola hazot. So they hacked into the system, hacked into the letters, reversed the essence of the letters, and they made them evil. Lefatot la'adam v'chava b'sheker. How? To manipulate both Adam and Chava with a sheker, with a lie, with a deception. They brought deception into the world. Ad shenaflu Adam ve'ite. Till Adam and his wife fell down from their level, ve'nigzar aleihem ha-mavet. And they brought on themselves a penalty of death. We're going to have to stop here, even though we're not done with the Kuf and the Reish. We're going to have to explain it a little bit more. Hopefully we'll be able tomorrow at least to cover what I wanted to. Bezrat Hashem, we'll have to maybe make a long class tomorrow. But just to conclude, because we're not done, we're going to still have to finish here. But just to conclude at least now, technically what was going on here, to summarize it, Adam and Chava, Adam was created in the image of Hashem. And right away he got Chava. Adam and Chava were mating in Gan Eden in the most perfect way. All the angels were mimicking Adam and Chava, the main Malachi Asharet, I'm talking about the great angels. Came one of the main angels, Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, and he got jealous. What? Now he's going to come and he's going to overpower me? He's more perfect than me? I mean, he knows he's a creation of Hashem. Long story short, he got jealous. He went down. What did he took with him? He took his wife, who was the snake. And they became one. So the Samech Mem and the snake is one. They came down. And technically what they did is they hacked into the system. They hacked into the code and they manipulated the code from the inside to now go and damage the spiritual entity or the spiritual power of Adam and Chava to cause a complete hack or a destruction in the system in the world below. Now we're going to have to continue explaining a little bit more in depth, but this is technically what happened. So really what's the essence of what is really the essence of the, we'll call it now, the existence of this world is a system that is hacked into. It's not working 100%. There's a bug in the system. Well, there's many bugs, so the entire system is not functioning the right way, and our job is to decode the hack and to completely take the evil out. And Mashiach is going to have to do that, of course. Of course, it's already manifested into the world, into the physicality of the world, and thousands of years, and the whole story. But really what happened is that it all started from the jealousy of the Samech Mem to come and to hack into the system. That's why it's very important that we understand the structure of the letters, because the letters really is the code of the world. And what the Samech Mem did is he hacked into the system and manipulated the letters, because the letters can always be worked into good and to bad. And Bezalel Hashem will continue tomorrow, but that's already starting to shed some more light of what's going on in the whole story of Gan Eden, that eventually will help us to understand what is our place in this world. What are we hired to do here? I mean, we're like these little nano chips in this universe to come and decode and to reverse the hack. So really, it's a much greater war than we're thinking. A war between evil and good, but we have to go into the system. Therefore, we got the Torah. The Torah was written with letters. So when we follow the Torah, we're basically healing the system. And when we don't follow the Torah, we're damaging the system even greater than what it was. And that's what the Samech Mem really did. He placed this impurity in each and every one of us. We all have this Zohamata Nachash. So by default, we are, what's the word? Prone to go to the Kivun of the Nachash. That's the word? We're going to talk about it tomorrow. That's what we're going to, the class we're going to learn about tomorrow in Parashat HaShavua. By default, since we have in us this mark, this spiritual chip, by default we go to the Nachash instead of going to Kedusha. Because that's what he did. He was able to put his claws, so to say, and now we all have this impurity, this Zohamat HaNachash. So he has that, like a vaccine, exactly, to be able to, so to say, magnet us to the source. Exactly what they're trying to do right now, exactly, with the vaccines.
Vaccine was the best one.
Yeah. I mean, really, what is the vaccine? To have enough metals in our body to react to frequencies that are coming outside of the body. That's the whole idea. And the Nachash already did that a long time ago. So we need to detox ourselves. Now, going back quickly to the Matrix, what did the agents do the first thing when they met Neo? They put a bug in him. Remember the scene?
You're going to help us, Mr. Anderson, whether you want to or not.
And when they so to say, unplugged him from the Matrix, what was the first thing they did? They took the bug out. Then they were able to unplug him from the Matrix.
Lie back, lift up your shirt.
What is that thing?
I think you're bugged. Try and relax. Come on. It's on the move. You're gonna lose it.
No, I'm not.
Clear.
So we have a bug in us, by the way, from the Nachash. This is not a physical bug or a chip. This is the impurity. This is Zohamata Nachash. That the Nachash has, so to say, a chip in each and every one of us that he can control us whenever he wants, technically. And by default, we are pulled to the Nachash, to the Samech Mem. Now again, we're constantly saying Nachash. Now we finally understand that it's talking about the Nukba of the Sitra Acha, not the Ducha. Correct, they mate, but the power is coming from the Nukba. The Or HaChaim explains that when he had to fight with the Samech Mem, that he was very easily over, he overpowered him very easily. But he says, but when I had to fight the Nukba, it was almost impossible to fight her. She's the strong one. The Samech Mem is just a shmate compared to the woman. Therefore, we kind of see when it's kind of manifesting into the world, you see the power in the world is manifested also into a woman. You know, the Queen of England is like one of the most greatest manifestation of the Nukba into the world. She looks like this nice old lady with her pocketbooks and the bow on the head, the biggest devil in the world. And again, it manifested into a woman, into a Nukba. A Nukba means female. And you have Hillary and a few other stars. But nevertheless, you see how it manifests into the world. It will be very interesting to see very soon the manifestation of the Samech Mem and the Nachash in the world, what bodies it came into. Because the Samech Mem and the Nukba that we're talking about, this is one entity. We're going to talk about it in different classes because another entity that Mashiach is going to... Mashiach, by the way, is going to fight the Samech Mem and the Nachash. There is the Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, is going to fight the Samech Mem and the Nachash. The Mashiach ben Yosef has to fight a whole different entity. He's called Armilus. He's the head of the New World Order. He's the head of everything, by the way. Who is he exactly? That we're going to have to find out in another class. רבי חנניה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל לפיכך הרבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה וידיו.